Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardesia, and I am so glad that you're interested in listening to this recording about what the horses shared me this past week. What they shared me had to do with expectations. I have found that this can be such a loaded word. If I mention it, I can get some strong reactions from people. The horses helped me see how to help soften some of the implications of this E-word, because it can be helpful. And they did this in a very subtle manner, giving me a few statements in their own unique style. I'll share two instances with you that give the clearest examples. Really, the other things that I noticed from the horses were pretty much just reinforcing these two examples, and I could go on and on about my horses, so we kind of want to give me a little bit of a framework here. So the first example was from Nissy. I have been doing the best that I can to help her be able to stand easily to have her feet trimmed. Historically, this has been very hard for her, and I really want this to be a much more pleasant experience for her because it's a necessity. It has to be done. In the past, I know of at least a couple of examples where she was accused of bad behavior. And I'm guessing that there were many more times that she was labeled a bad actor because she ended up at an auction. My opinion isn't necessarily that she's a bad actor, but that she's uncomfortable, sore or stiff physically. Of course, this will affect her mental state. She was so wound, so incredibly tight and tense in her body when we started her rehab journey, gosh, almost a year ago. And we've had quite a journey. There were some bumpy spots, but many, many more rewarding moments. And she has taught me so much about trust and belief and given me these nudges to believe in myself more because I believed in her. But anyway, mostly because our journey has been like this because I did a lot of adjusting of my expectations. And I'll explain a little more about this E word. Expectation after I share about Missy and Delilah's examples. So with Missy, I was experimenting with helping her be able to pick her feet up more comfortably. When we started, she couldn't pick up any without jerking them away and slamming them down. My view on this was that she was out of balance or out of alignment, in addition to, you know, that being sore, stiff, or because of it. Anyhow, it wasn't that she was just behaving badly. And Missy has gotten really great with her front feet, but her hind are still a challenge. This week, there was a difference when I asked her to pick up her hind feet. And it's really hard to describe in words why I felt this. But I think it could have happened because she had finally released enough tension in her hind end that she could try to pick up her feet without panicking. And why I felt that there was this difference was the overall impression she gave me was that she was thinking and trying rather than just going into that panic mode. And panic mode, I don't mean that she was running around or losing it in any way. She just couldn't do it, and she would just like stop breathing and slam her feet down, except for this past week. And in addition to her feeling like she was thinking and trying, it felt like she was willing to consider this invitation that I was offering her. And instead of her just tolerating what I was doing, the overall energy felt like we were working as a team to accomplish a goal. It's still hard for her, and we have a while probably to go till getting her feet trimmed will be comfortable, but there was a difference in the feel of connection that Missy and I had together. So the other example I'll share came from Delilah. I was on camera for a video, so I had a halter and lead on Delilah. She wasn't completely interested in standing still, so I would invite her to come around to the spot where she'd actually be in the video a few times. And again, she wasn't really dramatic about this, just kind of creeping around, you know, taking a step here, a couple steps there. And eventually she settled, and I was sharing about the combing that I was doing her and a couple other things. And I decided to take her halter off. I mentioned in the video that we might be ending it really soon because the horse might leave. However, once the halter was off, Delilah continued to stand. She really settled, and this allowed me to video a little more and to talk about this great example she was just showing us of what can happen when we're given the freedom to make a choice. And I completely believe that the foundation for this dynamic was the type of expectations that I held for what we were going to do on camera. Really what we do in the rehab journeys with the horses. Okay, finally, I'll bring the discussion around to expectations. And again, when I mention this word, oh boy, I can get such a mixed bag of reactions. Some people feel that this word is very rigid, that it puts a strict measure on the outcome. With our horses, a perspective such as this can result in an approach steeped in obedience and compliance. And around this is where I usually get the most resistance to that word expectation. However, there can be a softer side to an expectation. It can be a descriptor for our goal, and even more effective if it describes an intention. I think a slight difference between a goal and an intention, at least how the words are perceived emotionally, is that goals are more externally focused or qualified in general. An intention can be more focused on the process or the intrinsic rewards of working towards a goal, how we feel on the inside. To help understand how we can soften the importance of having a goal or intention without it turning rigid is to think of adjusting our expectation a bit. If we consider more the attitude of expectancy, and if we break that word down to expect and see, it can really soften, expand, broaden our viewpoint, which changes our perspective more to be able to embrace the possibility of the situation. And if our viewpoint is softer, that can help us increase our patience, both with our horses and with ourselves. We can then extend invitations to our horses, our expects or expectations are those invitations, and see what happens. That softer element of expectancy. We hold the space for our horses to step into and let them go at their own pace, ease into their own rhythm and flow, because we have softened our perspective on the how and when. What a gift to both our horses and ourselves, and maybe lots of others in our lives too. Thank you for listening to this message of the week, a little encouragement from the horses to hold a space of expectancy to add richness to our experience. If you'd like a little more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise, or visit confidencethroughconnection.com. Sorry. So I hope to talk to you again next week. Bye for now.